Welcome to lesson three, mind your business. Let's talk about building a strong foundation for your business. Now, it may seem obvious, but in my experience, most creatives come into business with a shaky foundation and sometimes none at all. They're more focused on creating and doing their thing and haven't even considered what the quote unquote business side of things might actually look like. A strong business foundation gives you clarity. It helps you know who your audience is, how you'll actually make money serving them, and what your business needs are to help keep you moving forward. That helps you know what you can safely say no to without fighting FOMO. We talked a little about that in our last lesson. It also helps you know what your company's about and how you'll best serve your audience, and that informs your business model, offers, pricing, delivery, and customer service. So it's all connected. Your business foundation isn't just about your business model. It includes having proper financial and accounting practices in place. Now, chaotic confusions often know they need this stuff and then glaze over or freak out. So stick with me if that's you, because linears know the value of knowing your numbers and not just your money numbers. Who's signing up for your mailing list? How many people are in your social media following, and how many of them are actually engaging and buying from you? Knowing what numbers are important to track and which ones you can ignore are an important part of minding your business. It's also about having the right balance of systems and processes in place. We're going to explore methods, models, and approaches that can help you have a strong business foundation. Try them on and see how it goes. And you may find that not all of these things I'm offering to you are going to be a good fit for you. And that's wonderful. Having that awareness means that you can find something that does work for you. Clarity, clarity, clarity. It is so important. Now, when I say systems, what am I talking about actually? The key things here are marketing and support systems when you're getting started. Now, as you grow, there are other systems that will come into play, but at the beginning, just having a handle on your marketing and making sure that the internal operations are supported as fully as possible are key. That very often prevents most of the external problems that demand so much customer support. Having a solid business foundation takes you from being an employee in this company that you're trying to create to being a business owner. You start thinking about things and making decisions like a business owner who is directing the life of the company versus an employee who just wants to collect their check and get to the weekend. If that's the mindset you're working under now, I promise it'll shift as you see the importance of taking real ownership of your company. Business owners think beyond the next paycheck. They see farther down the road so that you're not living hand to mouth. It also means that you can invite other people to support or promote you because you'll have a longer term vision that they can participate in. It also means you can take calculated risks rooted in knowledge versus purely emotion. Now, so many creatives come to the business side of things thinking that they don't speak business, or they've made most of their decisions from their gut with no data to back it up. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't trust your gut. If you're a chaotic or a fusion creative, your gut is often a finely tuned instrument that gives you a sense that something's up long before you can articulate what that something is. But like making decisions purely based on the bottom line numbers, there's usually a need to embrace a middle ground and take all of the data into account, both your emotional gut responses and the bottom line numbers. Our emotions help us do the right thing morally when the bottom line numbers might want us to take a less humane approach. So yes, linears, learning to hear that voice of conscience can help your company do more good and not just be profitable. And that means looking at the total human equation, people and profits. And people, by the way, includes you. I know more than a few linear creatives that have hustled their butts off, staying up until the wee hours of the morning, working way too hard on a project that pays way too little because they have a deadline to meet or a promise to keep. Systems give you healthy boundaries around your time, energy, and other resources so that you're not overdoing it. Lack of a solid business foundation, lack of strong management skills, means that you'll continue to struggle with inconsistent sales and feast or famine marketing, which is also called the artisan trap. We'll talk about that in a future lesson. You'll find yourself wasting money on ads and audiences that don't convert, meaning they're not buying what you're offering. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, that doesn't mean you have to become a manager in your business. If that's not your zone of genius, you can offload that work as soon as your company can support it. But in the meantime, if you're still wearing all the hats, you need at least some basic level skills in business management so that you can grow your business to the point that you can find someone qualified to help you manage it. And you can't just throw money at this and quote unquote buy your way out of it. There are lots of shiny objects in the world. More courses, trainers, coaches, speakers, books, and whatever else comes along. I've tried the whole leapfrog instead of ladder climbing thing. And it leaves you with this patchwork quilt of knowledge that keeps you stuck when you hit a plateau. Until you patch that hole, you're gonna stay stuck. And all those voices trying to offer you the next big thing to fix your problem are gonna sound pretty attractive. Look, if your kitchen is on fire, anything that gets you out of the kitchen is gonna feel like a good option in the short term. But if the option that you choose ends up getting you out and you lose your entire home and all the contents in the process, well, maybe that wasn't the best option after all. Yeah, it got you out of the kitchen, but at what cost? Business systems and the foundational stuff isn't sexy. I know. This is the work part of building a business, and consistency isn't sexy. It is, though, hands down, the number one thing that anyone can control in their business that leads to success. So commit to keep showing up here, doing the work from each lesson, and little by little, you're going to build that solid foundation one stone at a time. Now, today we begin with a look at your 4D mix. Now, what's your 4D? It's the four ways you use your time in your business. At any given moment, you're either doing something in the business, deciding about how something is going to get done, delegating that thing to someone else, or designing the future of your business. Those are your 4Ds. Now, this concept comes from Mike Michalowicz and his book, Clockwork. And you'll hear me talk a lot about him because his methods and concepts work for the long-term health of any business. They are agnostic tools that can work for any industry, and I've spent years working with my clients to help them implement them in the creative realms. I'm also a certified Fix This Next coach, so I understand how to triage and figure out what's going on and what's the next thing you need to deal with in order to get your business stable and on the growth track. Now, you wear many, many different hats as a business owner, especially if you're still a solopreneur. You're the only one in the company, so you do all the jobs, at least for now anyway. But regardless of the hat you're wearing, each task you undertake falls into one of these 4D categories. Ideally, you want to be doing work in the business about 80% of the time, while the other 20% of your work time is devoted to the other 3Ds. That means it's important to have time for planning, which is that design time. This program is doing and a little bit of deciding and a little bit of designing. So you're deciding how things are going to be both now and in the future as you continue to do the work of your business. So some tasks can overlap, but understanding how you're using your work time is a lot like keeping track of the money stuff. Where is your time going? How are you making the most of the time you have? Are you spending it or investing it? Now, again, this isn't about trying to make you obsess over every second of your workday. I don't want to freak you out about having to track every little second of time. And it's important to have healthy boundaries around your work so that you can work when you're working and play when you're playing and not worry about any of it. Your 4D mix helps you monitor your time and give you those boundaries. If you find that you're doing too much and not designing enough, you can't unsee that. And so you can start to make a shift in your calendar. Likewise, if you're spending lots of time designing without executing, you may find that you're stuck in analysis paralysis and it's time to get off the stick and just do something. Your 4D mix is a great thermometer to help you gauge how your business is running. So this is the current 4D mix for me in my company. Now you'll notice I spend a bit more time designing and a bit less time doing than the ideal. And that's because I have help. I have an amazing virtual assistant who takes some of the doing off of my plate so that I can focus more on designing. Our company as a whole runs closer to the company ideal because she's picking up the slack on some of the doing so that I don't have to. Now, this awareness lets me know when I'm trying to do too much in the company and when it's time to consider hiring help. I try to keep my percentages closer to 20% designing and 60% doing. Much more than that, and things get off kilter. But until you have help, 80% doing is going to be more effective for you. Think of it like this. If you have 10 hours a week to work on your business, 8 of those hours need to be focused on doing things that help make the business profitable. The other 2 hours need to be focused on planning for the future, making decisions about how things need to be done, and delegating work, either through creating new systems, automation, or finding help to get things done. And we'll talk more about that in a future lesson. For now, it's just important to remember that, like your money, time is a precious resource that needs to be monitored and invested as wisely as possible. Another thing Mike talks about in his book is what he calls the queen bee role. Now, when you look at a beehive, the queen has one job, and it is the single most important job in the hive, to make eggs. No one else can do it, and it is the single activity that's critical to the survival of the hive. When you look at your business, you also have a queen bee role, a recurring task or activity that is the single most important thing that's critical to the survival of the company. Now, we'll come back to this idea in a future lesson, but for now, be thinking about what that might be. You may have a laundry list of things that have to happen in order for your business to stay afloat right now, especially if you're doing all the things. But if you had to pick one activity, one task, that everything else needed in order to be a thriving business, what might that be? Now, your assignments for this week are simple and still all about awareness. This first month is all about awareness. Number one, start paying attention to how you're using your time. If you're feeling up to some extra credit, start tracking a few of the most important tasks in your business and see how long they actually take. Most entrepreneurs find that they are underestimating the amount of time it takes to complete a task, especially if you're a fusion creative. We always think we can bang out a problem in no time and still have 30 seconds left to change the world. That's not usually accurate. So this is a great way to begin practicing awareness without having to track every little thing that you do all day, every day. Number two, as you're looking at the work you're doing for your business, consider where that task falls in the 4D mix. Is it a do, a decide, a delegate, or a design task? Keep stoking your curiosity about money. I don't want you to forget about that because we'll be coming back to that soon enough. We're still building awareness around where it's coming from and where it's going to. And continue to check in with yourself throughout the week and ask yourself where your mindset's at. You've been learning a lot of new stuff. You might be starting to feel a little overwhelmed. Recognize that. Accept where you are. Appreciate the progress that you're making, which goes to our next assignment, which is celebrate all your wins. Remember that everything is an opportunity for awareness. You don't have to just celebrate the big stuff. You don't just have to celebrate the successes. Celebrate what you're becoming aware of, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. And then lastly, keep documenting any shifts from any of the changes that you've made. Again, this first month is about awareness. It's not about making a bunch of changes. It's just about being aware before we start making any big changes to your company. Now in lesson 4, we're going to start exploring how to reach your best audience. And it begins with your messaging. I'll see you there.